Hare Krishna. Today we're celebrating the appearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And devotees have to, they should listen to the part of the lecture. I forgot to turn on my tape recorder of Bhakti Chu Maharaj on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance this morning. It was a very wonderful lecture. And actually, I'm just thinking yesterday during our Chibisi Sannyasi Guru meeting, Rindasu Prabhu gave a seminar. And in that, he was talking about Srila Prabhupada's position as the founder Acharya. And interestingly, he raised this point that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there doesn't seem to be any trace of him ever having used that title. He was referred to Founder Acharya as once by one of his disciples, Professor Sanyal. But aside from that, he would be called President Acharya, Acharya, and so on of Gaudiya Math. And I raise it because it's a very interesting point. There's a lot more to be said on that, but it emphasizes the position of Srila Prabhupada in our Guru Parampara, in the disciplic succession, and this beginning point, the first thought that came to my mind when I was bringing up the topic of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance. There's so many things that can be said, but another thing that struck me when Bhakti Chu Maharaj was giving class relates to the incident of Bhima Prasad eating mango without being offered. The center service of attack was given name was Bhima Prasad. He was born in Jagannath Puri, and they were living in Jagannath Puri. And in Puri, Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasadam is offered to Bimala Devi, who is the Lord's internal potency. And then it's distributed to the masses. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Bimala Prasad, indicating that he was actually the mercy of Bimala Devi, whose original source is Srimati Radharani. Anyway, when he was 2 or 3 years old, Bimala Prasad was playing in the house, and some mangoes had just arrived, and like children do, he just reached in the basket and ate a mango. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw that, then just in a very mildly, in a loving way, he told him, "This is not proper. You're eating something that hasn't been offered to Krishna, and that's not right. That's not correct." So Bhima Prasad, at such a young age, he took a vow: "Oh, I will never eat the mango." It's already extraordinary thing that a little child like that makes a vow. But over and beyond the vow, that he kept that vow, he kept it as a child, and all throughout his life, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would never eat mangoes. Even when someone approached him, he would offer him mangoes, he would say, "No, I'm an offender, I can't accept that." Krishna also explains, "Yeshatvantagata papam janana punya karmanam dhithabrata," that one can engage in his bhajan with determination if one follows these practices. And here's an example of Bhimal Prasad, Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur's determination. The children say so many things, so he could have just easily said, well, I was a child, but no, he took it very seriously, very, very seriously, and he stuck to that vow. And it wasn't even some kind of spiritual vow, vow of sannyas, vow of initiation. This was sort of a childish sankalpa, a childish determination, but he stuck to it because he said it. And that then can be really today a source of inspiration to us how seriously we should take the vows that we take in life. Spiritual vows, vows of initiation, other vows, vows for marriage, vows of whatever types of obligations that we have, that we stick to it. And certainly that can be one of our prayers to Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur, that he bless us with the determination to be faithful to our commitments, to our vows, to our obligations in life, so that we can also achieve spiritual success and the goal of life. Because if we are not determined, and if we do not stick to the principles of Dharma and the principles of Paradharma, then ultimately we'll be swept away by the waves of material energy, and we won't be able to achieve that for which we came to Krishna consciousness. So let's pray to His Divine Grace, whose lifelike murti, it's maybe even bigger than lifelike murti, is now sitting to the right of the Panchatattva, at the feet near Advaitacharya. And later on we'll be doing Abhishek and Pushpanjali, and honoring this great personality who is the inspiration for Srila Prabhupada's coming to the West and taking the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu around the world. Hare Krishna.